Accessing. Access granted. Loading.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrator.
So-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
My mind is the place where I make my plans. The world is the place where I take my stand. The beauty of life is mine today. They cannot take my mind away.
Justice Radio is a radio, social issue.
Yeah, it's truth and nothing but the truth. Yeah, it's truth and nothing but the truth.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.
Peace to each and everyone. Scotty Reed, thanks for the opportunity. I will persist until I succeed.
Persisting until succeed.
I'm called Justice. Obvious reason, because of the name of the radio station, Justice Radio Station. But I'm committed to the idea, the concept of justice, meaning no one mistreated. And who needs the most operating word here is constructive help. Receive it. This is Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Social Issues App. Justice Radio Station. This is Miss Lady Truth Seeker Finder. And being at Justice Radio Station, using words that reveal truth, producing correctness now. Prosperity now.
Justice Radio Station.
Thank you, yes.
But tonight's episode, Miss Lady.
Yes.
For the I.
Orientation. Identity. Countering destruction of civilization, looking at falsified identity.
Falsified identity.
Looking at what is lacking in knowledge that's causing confusion between most individuals.
Orientation. And we want to be able to, in this series, look at orientation, looking at words, definition of words, to reveal truth, correctness, because we are looking at words are like tools, shovel, pickaxe, rake, so we want to really pick the best one possible to express and define what we are working to express and define. Miss Lady?
Yes. Yes.
So orientation is a definition of relative position.
Determination of relative position of something, someone. Especially oneself.
So the child child's surroundings provide clues to help in orientation. We're talking about stereotype, the bias, the contradictions, the prejudice, the hypocrisy that we're even seeing in the society today, the two-tier system.
The conditions, the physical conditions that individuals not only see, participate within, knowingly or not.
So, in this series, we want to provide experience, inspirience, evidence for creating a system where no one is mistreated, including, of course, the individual.
Yes.
White and non-white. We're saying to everyone, each and everyone, a system of justice will be better than what we have. No self, no sis, no self. So you can contact us at
democracyversusjustice@gmail.com.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. So we're saying Justice Radio Station premise in 2021. We're saying the only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. And then we're even asking each and everyone to really ask and answer, is that true? The only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. Miss Lady?
That's true.
Because we're saying if it's not true, then how could it be real?
It's not.
And then we're saying we want to use words and definition of words to reveal truth, produce truth, to produce correctness, peace, finally.
Yes.
Justice. And we're looking at justice is justice. We're saying no one is mistreated. Versus there's all these different types of justice.
Different divisions and other distractions.
And who and what is responsible actually for all this confusion? So we're saying we want to use logic, cause and effect to really solve some of the problems we're looking at. And we want to also recommend the idea of producejustice.com.
Yes.
As a idea of creating a code for thought, speech, and action. We'll elaborate as time go on. But it's the idea of what I think is very important in terms of inspiring one to develop a code. It's the only way to really say, well, hey, find that identity that we somehow, it seems to elude by. So Justice Radio Station is here to provide, as we're saying, evidence, insight. And we feel we understand the system better than most individuals understand the system. So with this realization, we're attempting to reach out, form a strong community network based in the community with the only strength that we have, our individual immediate power.
And use of that code, constructive code, for the thought, speech, action, at all times.
Never a person, not a person.
You will can I see, follow?
You can see also, yes, will I follow? But you can see also the present climate in terms when you do focus on an individual versus still developing
the individual. Miss Lady?
That's correct. That's correct. And that is the information that everyone is encouraged to begin to become aware of. Since this is the only way to counter and saying counter an environment where deception is the focus. And in order to counter, you must have a code. Don't be compulsive, because that's not how things got to be put in place that has everyone participating.
So, without further ado, tonight's topic, three basic things one needs to know.
Yes.
Idea number one, the lack of understanding.
About existence, non-existence.
Right. And when we say existence, we're talking about the source. And that must be absolute truth.
Truth.
It can't be based on deceit. And we're saying, know that there is only one power, the infinite, omnipotent one. Always ask the question, is what I believe absolute truth? Because remember, only truth is true. If it's not true, then you have to question its reality, its existence, Miss Lady.
And does it exist?
Exactly. So we're saying truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute, unquestionable? I'm not talking about opinions, belief, faith, hope. I'm talking about I am here now, unquestionable. You might ask, how do you know that you're here now? Because I exist. I am means existence exists. And there is an awareness of existence. And that awareness is I. Existence is infinite.
Eternal. Complete. And that which is infinite, complete, eternal is I am.
There is only one that knows of its existence, and that is all-knowing, omniscient, all-present, omnipresent, all-powerful, omnipotent, and all-action. Omni-action. And that is who and what I am.
Existence.
Exists. And that's who and what I am. So then, who then is this human? Right?
Yes, the individual.
The person. The body. The mind. This human. So we're calling it the persona, the not self. Right, the not self. Because when you compare what we were just saying of what existence is, the only reality that exists, then I have to question,
is the human who I am, because we're saying the human is temporal, is incomplete, is lacking,
finite,
is finite. So then that's not who and what I am. So let's look a little closer. What is this human actually? What is the basic characteristics? Because we're saying, if you don't understand the human mind, I should add,
what it is
and how it works, everything that you understand will only confuse you, will only confuse you, will only confuse you. So let's look a little closer. It has a premise, you know, in context to the European education system. This conditioning that somehow I found being born on a planet, innocent baby. Remember, we're all somebody's baby. I've come to realize there's this idea on the planet also that dominating, subjugating, physically,
controlling.
Physically, yes, psychologically, controlling, dominating everyone really on the planet. So then now we have to really question our identity, because we're saying if you don't understand how the nature and structure of the human mind works, you might find yourself being controlled by somebody else who has bad intentions. So carrying on with the idea of what is the basics of this human identity. So it says, I think so I am. You know, it thinks dual. I think so I am. But I ask you to ask yourself, is that correct? Do you exist because you think, or do you exist that you may be able to think? Miss Lady?
I exist, therefore I may think. I exist. I exist. Remember, ask, is there something beyond thoughts?
We were just saying earlier that existence exists. That definitely is beyond thoughts.
And all that exists.
Because if you think about it, strip yourself back from all the labels and attachments and stereotypes and identities, false are, you might add, you want to carry on?
That's great. Continue.
All right. So, if we can break ourselves down in that regards, then to take away some of these preconceived ideas, what really is left? Who is that you that's left? So we're saying, hey, existence exists and I'm aware. So who is this body? Let's continue to investigate. So we're saying, no, I don't think we think, so we exist. We exist. For I may think. We'll come back to that a later to even investigate. Then, what is this mind? Is it an illusion? Is it a dream? But further thoughts on this idea of who is this human? We say the things dual, cause, effect, life, death. Remember said, I'm thinking I was never born. They're saying, so I can never die. So it says though, and it thinks, life, death, good, evil. We have to think, what's good and evil? What does these words mean? Remember we're talking about using words and definition of words to
yes.
reveal truth.
Correct.
So these are all words that have to be defined. Life, death, good, evil, right, wrong. subject, object, separation, unity, time, space, past, future, here, there, internal, external. This is what we're saying, how the human now is perceiving this ideal self. So, for their thoughts, I am the reference point. You ever notice certain individuals, they kind of have this attitude that everything is centered around them? Yes. Not that it's not, but in their arrogant ways, like only their opinion count. Everything that they want to do, everybody should go along. But the idea then of identity with this body, with this form, our muscles and curves, and our belief, it is me. Hence, I believe I am limited, lacking, vulnerable, and subject to death. This is a human now. I believe, realize that somehow the human always seems to never know. Try to know. Gnosis. I believe I am lacking, incomplete, therefore I must seek outside of myself for fulfillment, which results in perpetuation of my suffering. Can you see that? This idea of when will really suffering end? So say, since you think now that your lack is the basis of my identity, I must therefore desire and will always want more and different, as the nature of desire is that it can never be fulfilled. I do not want to think of myself in any manner of, I might even be God. So I believe in gods, separate from, apparently limiting, even if there is an infinite. I believe I need certain frame of reference and guidelines to understand, manage, and give meaning to my life. So I create and or accept a religion or a political ideology or philosophy to believe in. Isn't that something? So, we're saying, hey, what again is this human? How is it functioning? This is what we're talking about. So we're looking at some of the perceptions of itself. That's why, if you think about it, we seem so down and, you know, beating up yourself. This is your own mind now. Because remember, so everything's happening in your mind. All your perceptions of what is. So you feel lacking. You feel insecure. You just had a breakup. So now you have your tub of ice cream and eating, crying, watching these depressing movies. It's never ending, and it's almost like something that's taught, because how come all these generations seem to do the same thing, or feel that's the way to cope? Miss Lady?
Uncontrolled emotions, not understanding the nature, the structure as being mentioned of this wonderful human mechanism. And when that's not the case, what is happening with our mind is it's lacking knowledge and awareness in general. So you could say that our thoughts and our mind are actually ignorant because of not being aware and knowledgeable in general. And then the cause of the mental agitations that individuals get, as you mentioned about the ice cream and different things we do, going shopping, responding in that way, is because of desire for objects of the world to satisfy cravings. And then when that can't happen, the emotions. Also, the individual has what is called that ego sense. I am an individual, not connected to anything or anyone. I am separate. The world of objects, people, names, and forms appear separate and dual. Now, it's to remember to recognize the things being said are considered relative reality.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. We take a pause to come back.
Yeah, it's truth and nothing but the truth. Yeah.
Justice.
One time.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Mic check. Checking the mic. Yes. I'm called Justice. Meaning no one mistreated. White or black. So, we've been talking about existence and non-existence. Three little things one needs to know. And we're talking about what is existence, the only thing that exists. I am here now. So in that regards, we're saying, well, if the only thing that exists is existence itself, who then is the human, the body, the person who thinks it's separate and independent and outside of existence itself? So that means now there's two powers. But we'll say no, there's only one power. So in trying to understand this, looking at things a different way, we've come up with certain thoughts where it's working to express, not to deviate off the politics and the news of the day, but stepping back and ultimately working to see that there's an internal fight going on, and we still want to see at the end of the day, is justice going to be the core principles that end up being what's supposed to be?
Justice meaning the individual guarantee no one is mistreated, including the individual. I'm called Miss Lady, Truth Seeker, Finder. using words to reveal truth, produce correctness, justice, prosperity, now. Identity. Identity is a focus that will help the code of the individual using constructive thought, speech, action to counter a mistreatment, destructive environment if one is in that. Identity. Let's look at what is identity defined. The fact of being who or what a person is. As an individual, who are you? Justice, you're speaking about three little things, three basic things that's lacking and needed to know.
Right, and he's talking about the human, the person, the individual, how it thinks and acts. Because remember, we've all been born on a planet, it appears.
Yes.
Spinning in space on the ground. And I think we should try and make sense of this. How is this possible? And of course, we've given certain ideas. But I don't know if it's actually answer some of the questions that I've had, and many individuals also, in terms of how is that possible? So some say there's been a creation and then there's a God since there's a creation. Some say no, there's a Big Bang and it all in a sense evolved from fish coming out of water and being able to climb tree, etc., etc. Right?
Yes, that's what we're
but
told.
What's true? So we're still in a sense let the truth be told in that dilemma. We don't still know. There hasn't been a definite philosophy and ideology. It's still even a fight. So we're stepping back and trying to again make sense of it all. And still look at what we even know. Because again, we're here now. We're not 200 years ago, 400 years ago, or beyond. And we do know that the ideas now we do have is ideas that we've been socialized to have and been encouraged to have. Right?
Right. And when one is 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of age, you are able to identify with what's being said, right?
So looking at the human, we were saying earlier that the mind, the brain, somehow is
the motherboard
and the cause of bondage and release. The mind is that which judges the various experience we face at every moment in a world created out of combination of dense and subtle energies and various states of consciousness. It is necessary to have an instrument, you can imagine, that will discern and discriminate between good and evil, hot and cold, here and there, etc., in order to carry on the affairs of life. This process of discrimination is what causes the appearance of distinct and different objects and situations. Therefore, the process of discrimination is a dualization process.
Yes, we're out of the one reality energy, there appears to be many realities. From this standpoint of apparent duality, the idea arises that we are separate thinking individuals. And we are separate from the universe.
So I might add also that idea is coming from the left brain function.
Yes.
Remember, the brain is connected to the mind, and it has a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. They work separately, but by rights they work together. Somehow we've understood it even in the idea of the good angel on the right side and the evil devil angel on the left side.
That's correct.
But look at what's actually being left out in terms of understanding the nature and structure of the human. Because if you don't understand it, you can find yourself being controlled and confused by beliefs of someone else. Right? And I'm not just talking about Trump, I'm talking about a system.
And never know truth.
Right, a system that psychologically,
yes,
social, subjugated,
dominating
a whole group of individuals,
controlling, yes,
right. And yes, you might miss it, as you're saying, in terms of understanding what is truth.
That's right.
So let's even a quick look at this left hemisphere, right hemisphere, since we're not necessarily used to understanding it.
Let's do that.
Analytical mind, analytical thought, in terms of looking at the left brain functions, logic. You know, the Europeans spend a lot of time on some of these issues because we're saying it's more of a independent, analytic kind of mindset that they're using.
Yes.
So the idea of imagination and intuition and holistic thought is kind of still
right,
played down,
yes,
as more emotional over intellect, but you could still see there's a place for both.
Yes, a balance.
I was taught that emotions even inspire intellect, right?
Right, logic.
But you need also intellect and logic also to balance the emotions, because we could still see if you're too emotional, how you could go over the edge, they might say.
That's correct.
So where's logic helping to, as you say, steer you from that? Get it?
Got it.
So we're saying science, math, writing, numbers skills. Check it out. And we're saying you can go to our web page.
Yes. after1776.wixsite.com/Justice Radio Station. Visit.
Yes, because we're saying, you know, just to remind you about getting the map.
Yes.
A picture
of the mind and how it works when you're thinking clearly and when you're not.
And then we're saying, you even mentioned the mind, and I was saying, you can't see the mind, but by checking the brain, we can still see how the mind is actually being.
Right, wonderful. Right? Yes, and there's that there also, so that you can become familiar or re-emphasize and remember what you already know.
So even so much still the basic identity of the human. Remember said we're saying if you don't understand it and how it works, also everything can confuse you. So some of the premise of the human is still we was expressing earlier. This is one I think is fascinating. The human not want to think of its own individual person as God. Even the loose definition of what is God. So it believes in gods separate from itself, apparently limiting even the infinite existence of all. So it believes it needs certainty to be assured. It needs a framework of reference and guideline to understand, manage, and give meaning to life. So thus we right now can be tricked and bamboozled, because who now understand the behavior of the mind now will create and give and have one accepting a religion or a philosophy to believe in. Isn't that what's going on?
That is what's going on.
What are you calling it? Conservatism, liberalism, or democracy?
Bipartisan.
And then remember, it's bipartisan behavior that creates a law. So it can't, it's not one party over
all
the other.
All in it together.
Right. So we're saying then, let's look at two, the basic thing, because you said there's three, we're just expressing number one, existence and non-existence. Two, the social system, what that is and how it works. And if you don't understand how that works, how you definitely will be upside down and turn around.
Yes.
So number one, what is a democracy? Most individuals I've asked or quizzed said we're not in one. Even though today we're saying they're changing powers
and
in context of government.
Yes, and that word is used throughout the ceremony.
Yes, but we haven't been in a democracy to my understanding. After I examined democracy, I found something missing. What I found missing was justice. They hint at it at times, weaved in the conversation, if you noticed. The subjugation, dominating, and control of one group by another group. So, then we're questioning the very idea of democracy and say justice, where no one is mistreated, would be better than what we have. So looking at the social systems, remember from early childhood, fantasies and myths was taught, the dark boogeyman and the fairy tooth, fairy, Santa Claus. But we're saying it seems like we're all just repeating a script. Can you see that? So again, we're looking at the social system, because again, right now, it's almost like the end of conservatism in the way that things is going.
It looks that way.
But then again, we have to now question the same thought. What is socialism? Is that about justice, freedom, liberty? So then now, right?
Correct.
So then we're advocating wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, on the past. Some of the ideas, how we are thinking. Because remember, how do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Remember, the conversation is about identity. So how do you perceive yourself, how you see yourself is vital. Because we're saying, if you're not in control, then must be, well, like somebody else is in control. Right?
That's correct.
And using your immediate power for their interest, which might not be your goals and interest. So we're saying, wait for the warfare on the mind, in the mind. On the path. But you know, it's true. A lot of the talk and conversation always go back to some past event to make some comparison.
All time.
You know, but we're living now.
check yourselves.
Right? Think in how you organize in your person. What do you want? That should be important. How you going about getting it?
And why?
Right.
You want this.
And then remember, don't forget, a lot of things you have. It's not that you haven't been pursuing it. That's why you have it. Because remember, we're saying how the human work, we're calling a human mechanism, create things. Mechanism create things. So we're saying one of the things it creates and how it works to create things is being able to have an idea held in the mind, emotionalized,
and acted upon.
Right? Is now that's how it works. Everything that we see around that what appears or
that's how it came to be into existence so far.
So does that mean justice to be the same?
Excellent, I love it. That's right. Any idea held in the mind, that's like a long-term goal, definite, major purpose.
But we're saying don't fight this last war. The guerrilla war of the mind is
strategy.
What kind of strategy that we have? I've come to find out all these years as people and individuals, you've been subjugated, dominated, and controlled. You know that means that you're a slave? If you're being exploited, subjugated, dominated, and controlled? So we're saying you have to come up with a strategy. How are you going to counter? You haven't come up with a code of behavior to help you in your thoughts, speech, and action. So that's one of the things we found out in examining the social system. One of the glue that holds it together is its words.
Yes.
And the definition of words. Instead, it leans towards truth. Interesting, that was even part of the talk. It's been leaning to falsehood. The whole kabuku.
Everything.
The whole kabuku.
Yes.
We're trying to say it's from Trump, though.
Okay, that's it. And everything in the environment is basically deceptive and not true. So we are all participating in an environment that can't be true. It's not. And so a mental, physical, metaphysical change is needed. Which means that you have to change your values, your views, because before the real activity of change, you're talking about waging guerrilla war and having a strategy of that mind. Before real activity of change takes place, one must know guiding concepts, values, goals, psychological, ideological factors that contribute to what one is trying to accomplish in the world itself. And knowing these very same things that's being controlled is the central theme now. What is the central theme? The concept, value, goal, ideological factors that contribute to what is going on, what's happening, appearing to happen in the society now.
Yeah, so if we're going to still talk about revolution, but this is one thing they're kind of saying right now is happening. But remember, revolution just means change. But for genuine revolution, liberation, which is a word also you don't truly hear. Granted, you can say a unity, but what about solidarity?
Excellent.
You know, so again, genuine change must be preceded by a metaphysical of change that values perceptions of what is seen as goal for life, the reason for living. But it still goes back to the idea of waging guerrilla warfare on the past. Because we're saying what often weighs one down and brings misery is the past in the form of unnecessary attachment. Repetitions of tired formulas, memory as old victories and defeats. One must consciously wage war against the past.
Now the present.
Force oneself to react to the present, yes, moment. Do not repeat the same tired method. Sometimes force oneself to strike out in a new direction, even if it involves risk. What may appear to be lost in comfort and security will be gained in surprise, making it harder for your enemies. Wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. Allow no static lines of defense, no exposed citadel. Make everything fluid and mobile. This last war. Talk about that thought though in relationship to metaphysical. Is that changing values where now that idea about using words to produce correctness, justice. Find words that's going to reveal truth and produce correctness as a way also to now organizing your mind in terms of waging guerrilla warfare on it. Your mind and body, your words and deeds, your thoughts, your speech and action aligning to be going in one direction. As that, as an individual, an army of one.
Yes,
lady?
Yes, that's engineering. Sound like you talking about engineering.
That everything going in one direction.
That's right,
centered
energy.
Upon the truth.
Correct. Correct. The mind, body, emotion, energy, in the same direction. Object of study, have a definite major purpose.
That's that guerrilla warfare you're saying.
Yes.
You know, in terms of what can we do to counter the situation that we're in? But there's no guarantee anything's going to get better for the non-white individual in the next coming years.
So what do you do since you're doing something every day? And right. What do I do in light of history, politics, and what's going on now?
To help myself,
right,
to change my predicament. Because if you think about it, this can't be a person. Biden could be kicked out anytime or have some breakdown. They already have him on a little already, let the truth be told. So we don't know really what is a time of uncertainty is for sure, but one thing is sure, depend on I am here now.
Excellent.
So I can use my immediate power.
Individual, immediate power.
And this use of a code.
Of constructive thought, speech, action, proof.
And what it really means to be a leader of one.
Inner engineering. Balancing the mind, that peace, joy, body, health, pleasantness, emotion, love, compassion, energy, ecstasy, bliss. Yes.
And then you're saying, can you give a definition of what a leader is? Can just round up on that? Since it's there, you could say, even on this day, having a new president, what actually is a leader? Because they're trying to tell us, in a sense, what actually is a leader.
You're saying the idea about a leader. No great gathering or crowd starts a movement. Quite the contrary. When the many assemble, is because someone has already begun. One person has already thought matters through and resolved that a beginning must be made. He should not be the usual leader whose fiery denunciations of wrongs against blacks may be counted on to stir emotions And that is all. The one person needed is simply one who is dedicated with a sense of mission for his race, seeking nothing but the opportunity to serve it. There are doubtless countless thousands of such sons and daughters of the race, willing, ready, but either not knowing what to do or afraid of their own capabilities and leaving it to somebody else. Yet, all one person has to do is to ask five or six other people to study the plan using individual immediate power with code of constructive thought, speech, action. Wage guerrilla war on the mind. Guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. Justice radio station. Social issues app. Justice.